Good evening, and welcome to television. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong medium, program, and occasion. This must be brain damage on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. It's time once again to scrape the bottom of the comedy barrel, and of course, that can only mean... what's in your basement?
Glove box.
Rumpus room.
Chill. Court. Ice. Shut up. Court. Please. Chill. Freeze. Win.
Button down shirts and a pocket full of pens.
Take them to the laundry brig.
Ooh. But as any regular listener would know, this is where you usually tune out. So for the uninitiated, the name of the segment is What's In Your Basement. It's the segment where Nick, Nate, Maddie B and myself search our basements in search of something funny to talk about here on the show. Although when we started this segment, we encountered a problem. We don't actually have any basements, so we added another room, our attics. But we were, again, met with disaster, as we were when we searched various other rooms as well. So tonight, we search our laundries. Now, there's not too much you could find in a laundry, so hopefully this will be a well-executed, disciplined radio segment. Okay, right, let's start with you, Nick Godfrey.
Hi, David.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
What's in your basement, attic, cellar, den, closet, glove box, rumpus room, computer, freezer, pocket, or laundry?
David, I'd just like to take this opportunity to say how pleased I am to be back on the show.
Well, that's good, because it's been weeks since you've been here.
It has been a veritable fortnight of days.
And you died.
Well, funny story there.
Explain.
Well, as I said, I was decapitated on a roller coaster. Not with a chainsaw, as media reports would have you believe.
No. But I heard it was somebody foolishly built a right angle into the roller coaster.
Yeah. These stupid mathematicians, when will they get it right? Obviously not in 2007, that's for sure.
You weren't riding on the Stephen Hawking ride by chance, were you?
No. I was at the Math World, which is next to the Hawking zero-G extravaganza it's called. You know, he rode in a space shuttle?
Yeah,
I saw that on CNN. Rode in zero-G. It wasn't actually a space shuttle. It was one of those airplanes that they get to plummet to simulate zero-G.
Nick, you don't have a laundry, do you?
Funny you should mention that. I wouldn't put it that way, but I suppose you could if you wanted to.
Oh, come on.
Hey, who are you to criticize my lifestyle?
You don't have a laundry. Where do you wash your clothes?
It's not a priority for me. I'm a busy man. As long as they're ironed, I'm happy. And I do have an ironing board, but I didn't bring it.
Right.
That's my story.
All right, well, moving on. You want to know what I found in my laundry?
Oh, yeah!
Matty B, why so enthusiastic?
It says so in the script.
Oh, right. Of course, I wrote that. Well, anyway, in my laundry, I found this beautiful maroon velour jacket, which I'm wearing right now, as you can see.
Oh, that's a nice jacket.
Thank you very much, Nate Dogg.
Yeah.
You're also wearing a very nice jacket, but not quite as nice as mine.
Well, that's your opinion.
Yeah. Nick?
Hello.
You like my jacket?
I don't know. Nathan's is pretty good.
Right.
I'm going to go with Nathan's.
Right.
See?
But yours certainly is a jacket. Of all the things it could be, I would call it a jacket.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Thank you very much. Oh, yeah. I buy my jackets the same place I buy my women. Kmart. Yeah, it is a nice jacket. Well, it is just a jacket. Obviously, it's kind of difficult to find something funny in a laundry. There's not a lot in there. But, Nathan, what's in your laundry?
Well, all I could find was this.
Nate Dogg, what's that?
Is that a pile of dirt, Nathan?
Yeah.
A pile of dirt? Mm-hmm. I gotta say, Nathan, that's not particularly interesting. Really? That's the best thing you could find in your laundry.
Ah, laundry. Oh, I thought you said Landry.
Landry? What does that even mean?
You know, Tom Landry.
You talking about Tom Landry, the same Tom Landry who coached the Dallas Cowboys from 1960 to 1988?
Yeah, I think that's the one.
How do I even know that?
I don't know, but I've got a feeling he died in the year 2000.
How do you know that?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's the one. So when I thought you asked me to, you know, get, you know, say what was in your Tom Landry, I thought you meant literally what's inside Tom Landry. So I dug up his grave. And inside this skeleton, it was just dirt. So that's what I brought in.
God, who are you? Matty B now?
No, but I am.
Hey, right. Matt.
Bit enthusiastic there.
It's in this.
Right. Yeah.
Great. I guess it's your turn, Matt. Hit us with the laundry.
well, I decided
don't
to...
Don't literally hit us with the laundry. That would be painful. What's in your laundry?
Well...
What's in it, Matt?
I've decided to cast off... I almost said cut off then. Cast off the dead hookers this evening.
Very good.
And go for a more conservative approach. I just brought in my washing machine.
Wow.
And here it is.
That's a fine unit you have there.
Just don't lean in too close, DMG. You don't want to get caught. Oh,
hey,
DMG.
What's
there's
that?
Sparks coming out.
DMG, your jacket seems to be caught.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
He's on fire. Nathan, your precious dirt's washing away.
Keep it in the closet.
Glove box.
Rumpus room.
Chill. Court. Eyes be shut up. Court please. Chill. Freeze. Win.
Button down shirts and a pocket full of pens.
Take them to the laundry brig.